Job for Life, UN Chief Guterres granted new, unopposed 5-year term. By Simon Kent on June 20, 2021. The UN General Assembly waived a democratic vote Friday and simply reappointed Secretary-General Antonio Guterres unopposed to another 5-year term leading the peak globalist body. The veteran socialist stood as the sole candidate and was anointed by acclamation in the chamber of the UN's New York headquarters, thus ending the hopes of 7 lesser-known contenders, including 2 women, who had been put forward for the position but were told to withdraw in favor of the incumbent. Immediately after his reappointment, Guterres took the oath of office and told UN member nations to do everything we can to overcome current geostrategic divides and dysfunctional power relations. "There are too many asymmetries and paradoxes," he said. "They need to be addressed head-on." Speaking in a mix of English, French and Spanish, 3 of the UN's 6 official languages, Guterres, 72, expressed hope that what we are living through today in terms of mistrust is, I hope, an aberration, but it cannot become the norm. His call for the world to unite behind his leadership continues the theme the former Portuguese Prime Minister has repeatedly expressed throughout his tenure as he seeks to reshape the world to meet new challenges. Climate is near the top of the challenge he foresees. Last December, Breitbart News reported Guterres claimed nature is determined to destroy humanity through flood, famine, fire, and pestilence, prophesizing the time has come for us to repent and mend our ways through a great climate and economic reset. He declared companies must adjust their business models for a green economy, and that means making carbon-free investments and following the plans for recovery as laid out by the globalist organization. Guterres said instead of looking to a return to normal, the post-coronavirus world should take advantage of the pandemic reset to create a more equitable and just world. Here's what Guterres demanded the nations of the world do. Put a price on carbon. Phase out fossil fuel finance and end fossil fuel subsidies. Shift the tax burden from income to carbon, and from taxpayers to polluters. Integrate the goal of carbon neutrality, a similar concept to net zero, into all economic and fiscal policies and decisions. Help those around the world who are already facing the dire impacts of climate change. If we don't, he said, we're living on borrowed time, repeating a warning he has made before demanding changes to the way the world is run. To that end, Guterres believes the world needs an overarching level of multilateral governance that can sideline problematic national interests, something he has lamented erodes existing UN instruments such as the Security Council. On the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations last year, he said there is a need to reimagine the way nations cooperate. We need a network multilateralism, bringing together the UN system, regional organizations, international financial institutions and others. And we need an inclusive multilateralism, drawing on the indispensable contributions of civil society, business, cities, regions and, in particular, with greater weight given to the voices of youth, Guterres outlined. He claimed in the 21st century, national governments are no longer the only political and power reality, adding the UN needs to assume an overall global role because we need an effective multilateralism that can function as an instrument of global governance where it is needed. Guterres served as Prime Minister of Portugal from 1995 to 2002 before leaving national politics to become United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. He assumed his current role as Secretary General in 2017. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.